podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Right now, we turn our attention about 45 degrees to the right. There is Chris with a K, our traffic diva, who has a few thoughts on buffets. Listen, before you go off on this, I just want you to know, I might get a lot of flack on this show for, you know, my lifestyle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I do like a good buffet.
You know, who doesn't? You get free iced tea and drinks sometimes.
We have a lot of people who
unlimited.
Do you?
A lot of our listeners are bad-mouthing buffets. That's the thing. I'm saying I kind of like a good buffet.
Well, Tim and I happened to have an opportunity over the weekend to stay at a hotel, and they offer free breakfast, as some do. Mm-hmm. Right?
Sure. So
Tell me they've got that waffle maker thing that you can make.
They had a pancake maker, actually, not a waffle.
All right.
So that tells you something there. But anyway, so...
Did I tell you that time I stayed down at a hotel in Austin and the waffle maker, the waffles were shaped like the state of Texas?
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic.
That is pretty amazing.
I've got
amazing.
A picture of it somewhere. It is it's a Texas-shaped waffle.
Colorado-shaped waffles.
You get them every
stink.
Time.
We got nothing.
Yeah, it's like squares.
It's a normal waffle.
Just eat an Eggo.
First of all, so I'm kind of listening, eavesdropping to people because we're in a hotel in Arvada and the place was packed with this free breakfast. I'm like, why are people staying in Arvada? I just want to know that. But there was a family reunion. I digress. So the food was going quickly and people were waiting in line for the food. Mm. Okay. And a fight almost occurred over the scrambled eggs. Oh. I am not joking. There was some cutting in line.
Some fisticuffs.
So I saw that. I was kind of back off. I didn't want to, you know, interject myself there. But then I watched this one lady and I watched her get her eggs, an entire plate full, even though, you know, we're all trying to share. She takes it back to her table and she had one of everything on her table. A biscuit, a cinnamon roll, an apple, a banana, a plate of eggs, a plate of bacon, a plate of sausage, pancakes, yogurt, milk, cereal.
Isn't that what you do, though?
Why?
Because you can.
What? But you can't
That's
eat all
that.
That's
what you do for a buffet. A girl's got to eat, Chris.
And eat.
Shovel it in.
Because if she pretends that she really is going to eat it in one sitting, then she doesn't feel as guilty when she asks for the to-go box and has it for lunch and then dinner and then breakfast the next day.
Well, that's what I think is happening, right? Because it's a free meal.
Right. That's the goal with the buffet is to pile as much as you can on a single plate and go back to your table. Mm.
To eat your $12.99 worth.
To eat your body's
weight
worth.
Your stomach is as big as your fist.
Not hers.
We all know that.
Hers used to be.
She's like a cow. She's got like four stomachs.
Okay, I'm just trying to grow here. I'm just trying to understand. Am I out of line by judging her, thinking that she's taking way more than
she should? People say you shouldn't judge. Everybody judges. I mean, come on.
Well, what did your plate look like? Did you just have a little pile of eggs and one strip of bacon?
I took one little spoonful of eggs after I waited patiently in line and did not, you know, get in somebody's face about trying to butt in front of me. And then, I had two pieces of sausage and coffee.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying.
You paid for that buffet.
The only thing that concerns me about the buffet is the lack of tong use many times.
Going with their grubby fingers.
I will tell you what I saw at one of those salad buffets just within the last few months.
Uh-oh. The lady,
first of all, I'm already on record on this show saying when you have a salad buffet, there should be a left side and a right side, women on one side, men on the other.
Yep.
Because I guarantee you, men move four times as fast through a salad buffet line. Mm-hmm. Women stop and they put a little bit of this lettuce and they put a little bit of this spinach on there. And I'm going to get one of these.
There's a lot of options, all right?
They take 50 years.
Each individual garbanzo bean.
Every one.
Your date's still at the buffet, isn't she?
And the plate has to be arranged. Ladies, bless your hearts. I love you. You're beautiful. But you're too slow at the buffet. We need an express lane.
Shovel and go.
Anyway, this place did not have two lines. It just had the one. And the lady in front of me, I kid you not, did not use the tongs for those little tomatoes.
Oh.
She reached in.
Oh, no.
But she was selecting them. So she'd pick one up, put it back.
Who does that?
I'm right behind her, and I'm watching her grab each tomato and then put it back. Until she finally found the one. I guess she was squeezing all of them.
No.
And she found the one that was just right.
You didn't have any red in your salad,
Skip the tomatoes.
You know what I did? I went around her. And it was obvious, and it was probably kind of rude, but I was like, I don't want her hands over everything before I get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to go tong it a little bit further down the line.
You turned into a dolphin. You're like,
Yeah. With buffets, ignorance truly is bliss, because there could have been four people squeezing those tomatoes before her. But because you saw her, that's that you decided your flavor. So,
and there was a time once when I saw a kid come back from his table. This was many years ago. Come back from his table and was putting stuff back from his plate.
He didn't want to waste.
Yeah. So I think in his head, he was being, you know, conservative green and all of that. But
so he's the opposite of the lady I saw.
He's
putting back. She'd run over there and grab that, whatever that was.
And you know, and I still like buffets. I'm probably getting every type of E. coli imaginable.
But lots of selection.
It's all right. You're still alive.
Yeah, just building my defense.
For now.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.